It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed that interlude. I have no earthly idea how long we were on the air.
That was the Proclaimers, Mike.
If that was it, it sounds like. I don't know how long it lasted. We are back. Welcome to Hogfest 2008. We are winding down here.
Yeah.
In the parking lot at 10800 Main Street in scenic, beautiful Fairfax, Virginia. Hey, Maddie, reach in that one of those side pockets. There's something in there that I want to get out here so we can.
Oh, how many times?
Is that you got?
Yeah, what is it? A knife?
Reach
Thank
in
you very much.
Pockets.
Beth Ann, the guys. Where's Beth Ann McBride? She's floating around here somewhere. Beth Ann, could you come up to the bandstand, please? Want to thank everybody that's come out today for our inaugural Hogfest 2008.
Yeah. Hello.
The good gentlemen at Motorcycle Riding Concepts were nice enough to provide you with a gift. Why is your back to me?
Oh, hello.
Hi, I'm right over here.
I thought you were talking to them.
Beth Ann has put this whole thing together. She was here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yep.
That's okay.
And that is why the guys at MRC would like to present you with a very special gift.
Oh, no.
And here it is.
Oh.
Your own thongs.
From the, you've got a black one and a pink one.
A black thong.
Yes,
sirree.
Biker thongs.
Biker thongs. Enjoy that.
Thank you so much.
I hope you enjoy that.
Thank you,
thank you very, very much.
Can you hold them?
Are they gently used?
We have the final buzz very briefly coming up of the day, and we would like to present some of our ribbons and prizes for the day. First of all, can we bring up our King and Queens couple? Is our King and Queens couple play?
What?
The winner of the King and Queens contest?
I can't stop thinking about how long that Proclaimer song was on.
I think it was only on for like 15 seconds.
I hope so. Okay. Let's go. Tom, not right now. Thank you very much. Let's bring them up. Did they leave already? Beth Ann, did you get them? What? They escaped?
Is it them?
What? Oh, they're right. Jesus Christ.
Don't worry, I'm on it.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. It's been a long day for her. Hi, what's your name, sir?
I'm Matt.
Matt, you're not that heinous a guy, but she is kind of a hottie, and she rode on the back of your bike, and, you know, you get the King and Queens Award. Here's your ribbon. It's a blue ribbon for you. That's the hottest chick with the most, you know, beastly guy. Just like me, I'm the same thing. And incidentally, my girlfriend is here. Carla, would you wave to the crowd? There you are. Say hello.
Wow.
She did not rush. God damn you.
Can I tell you something?
I'm going to kill you.
Mike, can I tell you something?
What?
One of the guys here this evening pointed her out, pointed out Carla, and said, you see that woman over there? She ought to be a buzz babe.
Really?
And I said, no, that's Mike's girlfriend.
Very good. Yes, no chance. Thank you very much.
See, I only said wow.
Notice she's over there with the Motor Squad guys, too. But he's got his wife there, so everything's safe. All right, who's next? We have the, what are we giving away next?
We can do...
Just pretend you're in the triad, like when you used to really do a radio show, and all the pressure was on you. Try to do it.
Give me a mic, Rob. Give me a mic. Come on. I mean, you sent me over here, then I'm back over there. We can do best in show. You have the list in your hand.
Ooh. Might be that time. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Check with her in 3 days.
Wow. I asked you, what are we doing next?
We can do Hottest Biker.
Hottest Biker?
Yeah, why not?
Did you pick the Hottest Biker?
I did.
Okay, bring the Hottest Biker over to us, please.
It's right over here.
All right, bring her up here.
Hottest Biker. It's a guy.
I thought we were supposed to make it a woman. Oh, no.
That's right.
Really?
He got a
Step
ribbon.
Up here, sir. See... In the triad, they usually interview you after that, but not here. Here we go. Hi, what's your name?
Rob.
Rob. Did Ms. McBride pick you out special?
Yeah.
Did she just let you know?
No, of course not. She's got everything under control.
Got everything under control. Congratulations. Enjoy your ribbon.
Thank you. It'll go good, right?
Very good. Thanks so much. And he was a good interview, too. Okay, what's next? Are we going to bring up doing the best in show?
We
How many more ribbons are we giving? You have like 40 ribbons.
That's why I figured we could give a couple away.
I thought we were only giving... Okay, how about the person who was here the earliest? Give it to this lady over here.
Oh, yes.
A blue ribbon for the first person to get here. Very good. Congratulations.
Lovely young lady.
And I do believe we are at best in show, and that is something that we actually took a little time with. Took a look at all the bikes that came by today. Let's bring the big trophy up, and then we'll bring the owner of that bike up. It is the owner of the Beatles bike. Is the owner of the Beatles bike here? Can you come up here, please, sir?
Look at this trophy.
Tough to argue with this one. I think most people would agree that was the best in show today. Have you won any other competitions with that bike?
Yeah, won a few.
Now, how did you do the custom? Did you do it yourself? Did you get it done somewhere? Tell me how the bike came about.
Well, found the people, did a lot of research to find the right painter who could do the faces.
And you're a Beatles fan also?
Yes.
Nice job.
That's an awesome bike. I mean, you get comments on that bike all the time?
Yes, I do.
Folks, you need to take a look at it. The back of the rearview mirrors are actual Beatles tickets that are engraved in. The kickstand is a peace sign. I mean, it's an amazing piece of work.
Wow. And would you like to credit the people that did the custom work for you?
Yeah. Chris Cruz Artistry out of DeLand, Florida, did the paint.
Right.
Alligator Bob did the seat.
Gator Bob.
And then is
it a gator seat?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
I like gator.
Yeah, and there's a Beatles Bike website that has all the links to all those. BeatlesBike.com has links to all the people that worked on it.
So your bike has a website.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Hold up your trophy. You are best in show. Let's give him a nice round of applause. Good job. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming out. That is a great bike for best in show.
Beautiful,
for our
beautiful.
For our inaugural Hogfest 2008. Now, we've got a very interesting buzzcast right now. This is our last buzz of the afternoon. Want to thank everybody that's come out today, Motorcycle Riding Concepts. Also, the band that came out today. And we gave away the jacket, right, from Patriot Holly Davidson. Want to thank Just In Time Catering, the Bad Influence Band, also Motorcycle Riding Concepts.
Yep.
Patriot and Crazy Jane's Custom Cycles. Without further ado, let's get to the last buzz of the afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. One thing I know our veterans would want on this Memorial Day holiday, besides better care for themselves, would be better care for the troops who are on the front lines right now. NBC News reports that many lawmakers believe the Army has been using its stop-loss program as a backdoor draft, and that's to try to make up for the shortage of soldiers for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Quoting leading Republican Christopher Shays of Connecticut, "It's going to destroy the morale of our troops. We have got to stop it." One retired Army infantry major says the stop-loss policy is an insult to U.S. troops. The number of soldiers stop-lost, forced to serve beyond the agreed enlistment, totals more than 58,000 in the last 6 years.
One of the things that Justin, who came in, had family from Sacramento, what he wanted me to say, we'll say it again, we said it earlier in the broadcast, this Memorial Day weekend, when you're remembering all the people that have served this country, please take a moment to remember all the guys that are still, and the girls that are still downrange, and over there in Baghdad, and also Afghanistan. Let's remember them. Yeah, nice round of applause for them.
Thank you for that.
We say this on this radio show quite often. One of the things you just don't hear about when you're hearing about the elections and you're hearing about the battle between Hillary and Barack and John McCain and this and that, you do not hear, and you're not reminded of the fact that we do have so many people that are over there in the line of fire. And we're talking about firefights every single day. That goes on. Every single day, there are servicemen and women that are putting their asses on the line. And I don't think people on the radio, in the mainstream corporate media, it's not talked about enough. You don't hear about it enough. So we mentioned that this Memorial Day weekend, and that's another thing we're going to get involved in down the road on this particular show. Listen for that in the future. There's an organization that's called Fisher House. Fisher House is probably one of the most highly regarded charities in the United States, helping families of vets that come back that have been injured while they've been serving our country. So stay tuned for that. I think sometime this coming fall, we are going to be preparing a very, very major charity event. Might be a bike ride, might be something else, but listen for that on this show. We're going to get involved with that. So
and we
Memorial Day, we'd like to let you know that.
And we applaud the biker community for Rolling Thunder and the Ride to the Wall and their tribute to the troops this weekend as well.
Every year, I think people should be aware, if you're listening to this and you do not ride, you should be aware of the fact, I think there are a lot of people around here that would know that, that bikers and biker organizations raise more money for charity than any other group of people, and I think that deserves a round of applause.
How about that?
As well. Give yourselves a round of applause for that. Next year, we're gonna work that into this this event as well. We'll get involved with that.
Well, now that you've chosen your presidential candidate, likely it's time to think about vice president.
You mean your nominee?
Well, I think some people have already decided how they're voting in November.
Okay, all right. It sounded like you already crowned the Pope or something.
No one's been crowned yet, but people have begun to make up their minds, I think.
He's not even Catholic.
Has he been drinking?
Yes.
Just a little. Right? How many did he have? Did he have one or two?
I think he just had the same as us, but he's so much smaller.
He's smaller and he doesn't do it as much as
we do. I do it a lot.
He does that other thing.
Yeah.
Just don't take advantage of me.
Okay. What's happening in the news, Spliff?
Both Barack Obama and John McCain have started the interview process for a vice president, and there's increasing speculation that Hillary Clinton may pitch herself to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Many believe she continues in this campaign at this point to show how strong she is politically. Now, to prove that she can deliver women and white working-class voters, they especially tend to have doubts about Obama, but Clinton has baggage of her own, especially when voters are asked about the issue of honesty and trustworthiness.
Time to kick that lady into overdrive. You got two words for her. It's summertime. She's still campaigning. Halter top.
That's
wow,
right. Two words.
Halter top, baby.
Maybe a lot of bouncing while she speaks.
And just a hint of knuckle.
Like when Buzz dresses.
Yeah. I can still see him today.
Take a tip from me.
Can't see mine, can you? Mine are bigger. I got a D cup happening
take
right here.
Words for it.
Yes, yeah, sir. I drink my calories.
Clinton supporters are said to be now pushing hard to get her on the ticket with Obama.
Hard.
And word is, that is what Bill wants now.
I'm really excited. I'd love to have that happen. Yes, get on the ticket so I can still live in Washington.
What, do you want to share a place with her?
No. I'll be happy to use that little townhouse they have across from the White House.
A residence?
Yes. Yes, come over here, dear. How are you?
Who are you?
I'm Bill Clinton, president, former president of the United States. What are you looking at with your watch?
Well, it's because we're broadcasters. We have to pay attention to the time.
120 more seconds, Buzz.
Does that mean we're coming up on a hard break on the show?
Pretty soon, Bill.
All right, how are you?
Not really yet. Hard, Bill.
How are you, dear?
John McCain, meanwhile, is meeting with several possible running mates this weekend at his home in Sedona, Arizona.
Yes, what can you offer the ticket?
Something hard?
Something nice. Something soft and cool.
Have you seen Buzz's nipples?
Why am I sounding like Bob Dole now? Because it's been a long
same
day.
Same party.
And
difference?
We're outside.
Same old party.
Yeah, sure. Thanks so much, Buzz.
McCain will talk with, you'll be talking with Mitt Romney.
Are you having difficulty reading your computer screen out in the direct sunlight?
Not a bit, sir.
All right. I like your sunglasses, too.
Thank you very much.
Yes, and you're wearing all black today, aren't you?
Yes, I am, in honor of the motorcycle day.
Isn't that wonderful?
I
have nothing funny to say. I'm running out of gas.
John McCain will meet with Mitt Romney, Joe Lieberman, and others, including Bobby Jindal, the new governor of Louisiana, who's a Native American Indian.
Yeehaw!
Aside from making a great sidekick, Bobby Jindal is just 36 years old, so he's very young.
That's sorry, Brockett.
The
Brockett General Store. Do you have itchy feet?
Heap 'em good candidate.
The McCain ticket needs youth, just as the Obama ticket perhaps needs a mature figure in order to win.
When you say it like that, it's like he goes to some fountain or something, or has to like kill somebody and suck their blood.
How much anti-gravity potion does he need?
I need to get that neck. Open that vein up so I can suck the youth out of her.
Now, on that note, John McCain's finally embraced it as an issue by playing the age card.
Yeah, well, he did that on Saturday Night Live. I remember that.
He's taken it even further in a speech in Stockton, California yesterday.
Boo!
McCain.
Boo! This Memorial Day, I would like to say to the people of Sacramento, hi.
Boo!
We love Sacramento on this show.
In that speech, McCain referred to Obama as, and I quote, a young man with very little experience.
And for the people in Tucson, one of our great affiliates down in Tucson, Arizona, I'd like to say stay cool.
KCUB.
KCUB, the Cub.
The Cub, the big Cub.
We love everybody at the Cub in Tucson, Arizona.
But what about Stockton?
Stockton can... Hey there. Enjoy your hot dogs.
John McCain suffers bouts of dizziness when he stands up suddenly. That's the worst of the limited medical information released today from the McCain campaign. The campaign's been criticized for not being more forthcoming with this information. The Associated Press got its own professional analysis of the blood work, however, and found McCain to be cancer-free.
Matt, what do you have to say about that?
Yes.
Brain injury.
No, not really.
Oh, no, he's that way since birth.
That's how it comes.
Very good.
And a victory for polygamy when we continue.
We will be back to wrap things up on the Mike O'Mara Show on Hogfest 2008. Thank you for coming out. We'll be right back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.